These were not pre-randomized groups, nor could they have been. And I guess the only indirect evidence that we have that we're dealing with the same group of patients is this, and I think this is a very important piece of information, that if you wait long enough, the number of patients who were sentinel node positive, initially 16% with a small number of false negatives, becomes the same as the number who develop clinical disease in their regional nodes. But it takes almost 10 years for those curves to come together. You have to wait a long time.